Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's check in with Dion Clisso. And let me tell you, it's that time. Well, I went outside here in the commercial break, that cool, crisp air that suggests it's time for some playoff football. So let's get to it with Dion Clisso, managing editor at Preps KC. What's up, Dion? How you doing, my man?
Doing well, and you are right. It is crisp weather. I went out to watch a little bit of Lee Summit North and Ray Peck on Friday and was leaving the house. And literally, I mean, to be honest with you, it was the first game I've been on the sidelines of in almost 2 years. And I was walking out the door, and my wife, who, you know, is a teacher and had been outside during the day, I was like, should I take a stocking cap? And she's like, yeah, you probably should.
That's right.
And I needed it last Friday. It was good, and this week's going to be even cooler. This is a little more heartier weather this weekend. In fact, the only Saturday game we have, myself and Cole Young, who works for me, are trying to decide if we're going to go out to East Buchanan at University Academy on Saturday afternoon. But the wind and the level of sunshine will greatly affect our desire to go out to that game on Saturday at noon.
All right, how are my boys from St. Pius X looking after 47-0 over Cameron?
Yeah, they'll probably do something similar this week to Chillicothe, and they're cruising on along. Their district wasn't very tough, and they're handling their business. And that's saying something. There's teams they should beat, and they are beating them, and they're hammering them. So that's a good sign. That's what you want to see. As you know, even though it's not a stat, margin of victory or how bad you're beating teams sometimes does matter in terms of focus and things like that. And they've got Chillicothe this week, and then they'll get the winner of Pleasant Hill and Summit Christian in the next round, which should be in the quarterfinals in Class 3. So that should be a pretty good game, and that'll be a much better test for St. Pius. I'm not, you know, counting chickens before the hatch, but I'm going to be stunned if St. Pius is not playing next week.
Okay, let's get into some more things to watch on the Missouri side. Tell me about the quarterback at Pleasant Hill.
Easton Rose got about 2,400 yards passing. They are a dynamic offense. They can run it. They can throw it. He's a dual-threat guy. You know, they beat Odessa last week to knock them out of the playoffs. And they have been, if you're looking for a good game to go watch, anything that says Pleasant Hill in it is a team to watch because they can score a lot of points. They get up and down the field. You know, they talk about having, you know, 13 or 14 possessions a game, where some teams are, you know, who are run dominated are looking at like six. And he triggers it. He's had a fantastic season, and he is a big thing that makes them go. And they've got a really good game with a Summit Christian team that can score as well. So that's, to me, that's one of the most exciting games of the week is Pleasant Hill at Summit Christian tomorrow night.
All right, let's run down some other games on the Missouri side. Liberty North at Park Hill South.
Liberty North, you know, Park Hill South got the number one seed in that district. They'd only play one Class 6 team all season long because they were in the Suburban Red. But they have backed up their season and won their first two games of the playoffs. They host Liberty North, who's ranked number two in the state. I think Park Hill South is a really good team, and they've proven they belong in Class 6. And Liberty North is, as far as I'm concerned, the best team in the city. I think it's going to be a good game. I like Liberty North in this game, but I think this is definitely a good one for a Class 6 district final.
Platte County at Fort Osage.
Two teams that are as good of programs in the city, have played in state championship games, have won state championships. When you talk about high school football in Kansas City over the last 20 years, you talk about Platte County and Fort Osage. First time they have ever met in their history. Fort Osage has been a Class 5 school. Class 4, Class 5 school for a long time, where Platte County was Class 3 and then Class 4 and Class 5 now that they've grown over the last 15, 20 years, and it is the first time they ever played. Two really good coaching staffs who like each other and respect each other, have never played. Two really good communities, so it's a fun game for a district title game, and it's like I was stunned when I found that out that they had never played, even though they're both in different levels of Suburban Conference. So going to be a great game in that Class 5 district final.
East Buchanan at University Academy.
University Academy is the team that I think a lot of people haven't talked about all season long. They're in Class 1. They're in district with East Buchanan, Mid Buchanan, who went to the state championship game last year. And they got up to the number one seed, which angered some people in the northwest part of the state that followed the KCI conference with those teams in it and felt like maybe the playoff system needed to be changed and all these kind of things. Guess what? University Academy is a really good football team. They beat West Platte 32-9 last week. And I think they're going to win this game, and I think they can go deep. And I think it just shows that some people just don't pay attention enough to some other teams because they don't necessarily play them. But East Buchanan is a good team, having a great season. They knocked off Mid Buchanan last week. only had the one loss to Mid-Buchanan earlier in the year. And this should be a good game, but I like University Academy a lot.
And finally, on the Missouri side, Excelsior Springs at Smithville.
Excelsior Springs having a fantastic season. Unfortunately for them, they're going to run into Smithville, who are good enough to win a state championship in Class 4 and even Class 5. You look at a team like Platte County that's got two losses, and then one of their losses is to an undefeated Park Hill South. The other loss is to an undefeated Smithville. Smithville's beaten Raytown, Platte County, anybody that they've come in contact with, they've handled. Excelsior Springs is an interesting matchup for them because they play option football, they play the Veer, and you know they slow the game down and make you count every possession and score when you have to. So it'll be a good test for Smithville, but I think Smithville's definitely the best team in Class 4, and especially in the city, if not the state.
All right, Dean, I know that it's playoff time because Stephen didn't waste any time trying to pit me and you against each other in any, you know, Missouri arguments or anything like that. We're getting right into the
That's
action,
right.
So I appreciate that.
Exactly right.
I mean, we're on the same team this week, man. Let's go to the Kansas side. Blue Valley Southwest, their wide receiver, Zach Atkins. Tell me about him.
He's got almost 1,000 yards. I think it's like 988 on the season. Been a big weapon for them as they've played really well the last 4 weeks, getting two playoff wins and closing up their regular season with two wins. They're going to Mill Valley this week, and this is like the third year in a row that that Blue Valley Southwest has gotten to the quarterfinal round. I think they call it regionals or sectionals, and Kansas has a name for each round instead of just calling them what that is. And you know, of course, the dumbest one is substate because no one outside of the Kansas. The dumbest thing about substate is it means different things to different sports. Well, I'll go into that another time. But Zach Atkins is an outstanding receiver. A really tough matchup for any team that plays him. Mill Valley's going to have to keep him in check because Blue Valley Southwest can throw the ball, and he is their main target. And he's a guy that has really stepped up for them this year and been a great just offensive weapon for the Timberwolves as they've gotten really things going the last 4 weeks.
Okay, Jacob Terrace was taking some shots at Blue Valley West earlier because Matt Beisler went there, and I believe his brother Mike was a stud quarterback at Blue Valley West back at one time. They're taking on Shawnee Mission Northwest in your game of the week this week. Tell me about that game.
Well, I don't know if I'd be taking too many shots at Blue Valley West. They beat Aquinas pretty handily.
Oh!
Earlier in the year.
Unbelievable.
Now we know where this comes from.
Unbelievable.
You can say anything. You can sit there like a fucking log.
I mean, I was more taking a shot at Beisler for not choosing
Aquinas. Sit there then.
Now, Blue Valley West is a team that's been a really just solid team all season long. You know, in that EKL, sometimes it's easy to get lost. You got a Blue Valley Northwest team with one loss. You had Blue Valley with one loss. You got St. James, who's the defending state champion in 4A, and of course, Aquinas in Miege. But Blue Valley West has just been very good all year. They're very physical. They run the ball well. They've got a quarterback who's a good dual-threat guy as well. They're taking on a Shawnee Mission Northwest team that is playing fantastic football. These are two, you know, Olathe North and Blue Valley Northwest, we'll talk about them in a minute. Those two teams have been teams people have been talking about all season long that they thought would have a chance to represent the east side in the 6A bracket. But Blue Valley West and Shawnee Mission Northwest has just kind of handled their business and are playing their best football at the right time of the year. And I think it's a great matchup because Blue Valley Northwest is a little more run-oriented team. Shawnee Mission Northwest is a spread team. They've got a quarterback, Blake Reeder, was their starting tight end last year, who's turned out to be a fantastic quarterback for them. A junior tailback in Malik Oatis, who has just about 1,000 yards rushing and it's like 700 yards receiving, and just a dynamic guy. Had 5 touchdowns last week in their win over Olathe West. So this is a fun game. It's a great game for the Game of the Week on ESPN Kansas City. And it should be, I think it's going to be a game that goes down to the final last possession because both these teams are really talented.
I wish you'd tell me how people could follow along with all the action, Dion.
PrepsKC.com, the PrepsKC app, and of course we've got our pregame show tomorrow night on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 and 1510 from 4 to 6 with interviews with coaches and our experts, and we pick games and we break down. This time of year is great because there's only 20 games, so don't worry, your game will be talked about and discussed and broken down when we get this time of the season. It's always fun. And I think this is the best week of playoff football there is because there's quarterfinals on the Kansas side, district finals on the Missouri side, and really there aren't many bad games. You may see a blowout here or there, but there's nothing but really good games, and good teams are playing at this point. There's nobody who's lucked into their spot at this point.
Thank you, Dion. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Let's throw Jake into a fantasy football frenzy. The Charlotte Observer is reporting that the Carolina Panthers will be meeting with quarterback Cam Newton.
Mm. So,
Jake's face. Go ahead and claim him off the waiver wire, huh?
He's vaccinated now, they said.
Yeah, a little depth down the stretch for you.
I'm good.
Why?
I don't need a guy who hasn't played all year coming in and trying to... Nope.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Usually you're aggressive in these type of moves that happen.
I think they're beneficial for my squad.
You don't think he can come in and do something with that talent around him?
Nope.
Well, you've turned into quite the naysayer, haven't you?
Yep.
Boy, hadn't he? Man.
You used to be really aggressive, and now you don't want nothing.
Nah, we'll
take a break. Back after this on WHB.